Now turn to part four. You'll hear a radio interview with a woman called Sandra Morell, who's a champion in the sport of pole vaulting. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest today, Sandra Morell, has made her name in a sport that's only recently been open to women, the pole vault. Sandra, why didn't women do the sport in the past?
Well, it was tried 30, perhaps 40 years ago, but it didn't catch on. I think a lot of people made the mistake of thinking that women simply didn't have the upper body strength it requires. But women's sport has come a long way since then. For a start, they're now playing more so-called men's sports like basketball and soccer. But with the pole vault, I reckon the attraction's probably that it's slightly risky. So it appeals in the same way as other so-called extreme sports, you know, where there's some fear factor.
What made you take it up personally?
Well, I'd always regarded it as one of those sports that women just didn't do. I was a heptathlete doing a range of track and field sports, and my coach came to me and said, "Hey, why don't you try the pole vault?" And I just looked at him in amazement and said, "What, me?" And he just said, "Well, why not?"
What was it like when you first did it?
Well, I knew how to run, how to throw things, jump off the ground.
Yes.
But when I had to carry this long pole in my hand, running very fast, it was really awkward for me. Then, when you jump and you try to get upside down, it needs a lot of gymnastic technique that I didn't have at first. I was very frightened to go upside down because it didn't come easy. It took me years to feel I was going to land safely on the mat. But I think it was the challenge that kept me involved in it.
And it's high up.
It is. You know, sometimes I don't realise how high it is unless I actually go and stand underneath the bar and look up. But you know, over the years I've done well because I've perfected my technique and I've got a good coach who helps me every day when I train. And it's like anything else. It progresses and you have to be daring enough to keep putting the bar up a little bit higher each time and keep perfecting the jumps.
But you seem to have progressed incredibly quickly. Why is that?
Well, I know that the sport's so new still and there are a lot of women who are taking it up, especially women who've been high-level gymnasts in the past and could be Olympic-level gymnasts if they wanted. So I know that there are a lot of talented girls wanting to beat me, but I feel that if I'm fresh and that my technique is right, then I'm going to put the bar up as high as I can in each competition.
But what attracts those gymnasts to the pole vault?
Well, as I say, their training is relevant, and of course women gymnasts do tend to reach their best at a pretty early age. But I don't feel those are the main reasons. I reckon they just feel that this is a sport where you can make the same sort of money, but it's not so stressful on your body. And it has a pretty fun and carefree atmosphere by comparison.
So you're up against your great rival Olga Karinova at this weekend's event. She says she's going to beat you this time round. What do you think?
Well, I'm glad she's confident because we had a great battle last season. And that really helps if, like me, you're keen to put the bar up and break records. She's got gymnastic training and she's come on the scene very fast within the last 2 years. So I'd be a fool not to see her as a serious challenge, but I reckon I can handle it.
Sandra Morell, thanks for joining us. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Now you'll hear part four again.
My guest today, Sandra Morell, has made her name in a sport that's only recently been open to women, the pole vault. Sandra, why didn't women do the sport in the past?
Well, it was tried 30, perhaps 40 years ago, but it didn't catch on. I think a lot of people made the mistake of thinking that women simply didn't have the upper body strength it requires. But women's sport has come a long way since then. For a start, they're now playing more so-called men's sports like basketball and soccer. But with the pole vault, I reckon the attraction's probably that it's slightly risky. So it appeals in the same way as other so-called extreme sports, you know, where there's some fear factor.
What made you take it up personally?
Well, I'd always regarded it as one of those sports that women just didn't do. I was a heptathlete doing a range of track and field sports, and my coach came to me and said, "Hey, why don't you try the pole vault?" And I just looked at him in amazement and said, "What, me?" And he just said, "Well, why not?"
What was it like when you first did it?
Well, I knew how to run, how to throw things, jump off the ground.
Yes.
But when I had to carry this long pole in my hand, running very fast, it was really awkward for me. Then when you jump and you try to get upside down, it needs a lot of gymnastic technique that I didn't have at first. I was very frightened to go upside down because it didn't come easy. It took me years to feel I was going to land safely on the mat. But I think it was the challenge that kept me involved in it.
And it's high up.
It is. You know, sometimes I don't realise how high it is unless I actually go and stand underneath the bar and look up. But, you know, over the years I've done well because I've perfected my technique and I've got a good coach who helps me every day when I train. And it's like anything else. It progresses and you have to be daring enough to keep putting the bar up a little bit higher each time and keep perfecting the jumps.
But you seem to have progressed incredibly quickly. Why is that?
Well, I know that the sport's so new still, and there are a lot of women who are taking it up, especially women who've been high-level gymnasts in the past and could be Olympic-level gymnasts if they wanted. So I know that there are a lot of talented girls wanting to beat me, but I feel that if I'm fresh and that my technique is right, then I'm going to put the bar up as high as I can in each competition.
But what attracts those gymnasts to the pole vault?
Well, as I say, their training is relevant, and of course women gymnasts do tend to reach their best at a pretty early age. But I don't feel those are the main reasons. I reckon they just feel that this is a sport where you can make the same sort of money, but it's not so stressful on your body. And it has a pretty fun and carefree atmosphere by comparison.
So you're up against your great rival Olga Karinova at this weekend's event. She says she's going to beat you this time round. What do you think?
Well, I'm glad she's confident because we had a great battle last season. And that really helps if, like me, you're keen to put the bar up and break records. She's got gymnastic training and she's come on the scene very fast within the last 2 years. So I'd be a fool not to see her as a serious challenge, but I reckon I can handle it.
Sandra Morell, thanks for joining us. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.